Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast today. I am excited. Just two more days and a wake up. Okay, for those of you who don't recognize or understand what that means, that is military talk. That's what you say pretty much the 2 months you're in boot camp, and you count your, from the day one, you're counting down those 8 weeks in boot camp, all the way from 49 days in a wake up or wherever you start, all the way down to 1 day and a wake up. And every day you get more excited and you are building that momentum, you're keeping that motivation going. So here we are. Some teachers probably use something similar. And certainly for the campaign trail, we'll be talking more about that later. But right now, we want to talk about our upcoming event, just 2 days and a wake up. We will storm Newark, New Jersey, Broad Street. I will be there with my video camera, videotaping, stopping women and some men as they go into the facility, asking them about their thoughts about this powerful, powerful event coming to Newark, New Jersey, downtown Broad Street, right smack dab in the heart of Newark, for the price of less than you getting your nails done or your hair or a haircut or a new dress. You could be empowered to start a business that could lead to literally millions, because I can't even put a price on it. When we stop and look at some of the women who have been successful, I mean, if you turn on your television, you turn on the word network even, you'll see people like Tracy Lynn. You'll see Dr. Cindy Tram. You'll see Oprah Winfrey if you turn on Channel 24. Look at Miss Iyala Van Zandt. Many, many, many women. Sheryl Sandberg. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You could just turn, maybe you could just look in the mirror. But think about that for a minute. There are so many powerful examples of success stories. But guess what? It's not enough. We need more. We need more success stories. There are some people, believe it or not, they don't know how to become a success. They have pretty much all the right tools. They have the tools. They have the abilities. They have the skills. They have the ideas. But yet, nothing. What is the problem? What is the problem? So that's why I want you to come on down this Saturday. I want you to come on down so that you can see for yourself. And if you're not in the New Jersey area, that's okay too. We will come. I will bring this conference to your city. This is our second year, and last year was a huge success. Now, why do I say success? Well, because we're back another year, number one. It's going to be bigger, better, greater. One of the topics that came out of not only that event, but one of the topics and subjects that led up to this event is the fact that a lot of people are not becoming successful in life. They're not, their businesses aren't successful. We have students who go off to school and are not successful. They drop out. You got students dropping out of high school. You have parents dropping out. They, you know, they make a child, but then they're not there to do much else. So they're dropping out. You have people getting married, and then they drop out. So it's not so success, though it does seem easy. As my, I attend a real estate training class from time to time, and the broker always says, it's easy, but it's not simple. And, you know, he talks about real estate. He says real estate is easy, but it's not simple. There's complex laws and rules you need in order to make a real estate transaction work. There's all types of inspections and certifications and surveys and all types of things that have to go down. You have to coordinate all kinds of people, the agent for the buyer, for the seller, the mortgage rep, you know, to the town. Then you have the customer itself and then the other customer. So there's a lot going on with that. So it's easy but not simple. And success is similar. It's easy, but it's not always so simple. Why? Because one reason is that people don't know and understand how to network. So our topic today, I want to talk to you for just a minute about how to network with success. That's right, network with success. In other words, it's a little play on words. Yes, you're right. You thought this is what you thought? Great, you thought correctly. It's a little play on words because you're not just networking for success, though there's something to be said about that, but you're actually ensuring a more successful outcome because you're going to network with success. You know, when I grew up, my mother taught me birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, that's right. And if you want to be a success, you got to be with successful people. Last year at the conference, one of the speakers, and several of them piggybacked on it, but one of the speakers said it so eloquently about broke people hang with broke people. All right. In other words, if you broke, just kind of count up the people that are in your immediate circle. If you were broke, I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to number that sheet of paper. Just say 1 through 5. Just write those numbers on your paper. Remember I told you, when you come to this broadcast, you might have to bring pencil and paper. So this is one of those mornings where you need that pencil and paper. Pencil, paper, pen. Obviously, if you're driving in the car, don't do this unless you pull over to the side. But if you're at work, or you're in your home office, or you are somewhere, just, hey, some people, believe it or not, because the show comes on so early in the morning, I know some of you are still laying in your bed, which that's on you. But we do have people that listen in from Florida, not Florida, but because they're on the same time zone as we are, but people in Texas. As a matter of fact, we have an awesome guest coming on from Texas coming up in a week or so. I can't wait to introduce this person to you. But we have people in Texas, they're our way, Tennessee. We have people in California. California, Arizona, 2 hours away, and California, 3 hours away. And then, of course, we have, from time to time, our friends in Canada. We have our friends in Japan, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who I absolutely love this guy. He comes on. But back to my list. I want you to get your pen and pencil out. I was giving you a little time to go get it, your pen and your paper. And I want you to make a list and number the paper. How many times? Okay, five. Five. You may need more or less, but let's just start with five. You know, five is like the magic number. You know, if you do something five times, you got something good going. You really do. I mean, five is the number for grace, and so a lot of wonderful things about the number five. You got five fingers, you know, five toes. It's good stuff with five, right? And so, you know, five major body parts, two legs, two arms, and a head. I'd say those are major, right? Especially the head, you need that. Well, let's get back to our list. So you got this list of five. One, two, three, four, five. Now, I want you to, if you're broke, what do I mean by broke? Meaning you don't have any money saved up in the bank. You can't rub two nickels together. Well, you could, but we don't need to do that right now. And you are living paycheck to paycheck or consultant fee to consultant fee, whichever comes first. Now, on this list, what you're going to do is you're going to write down the five closest people in your life, your friends, your BFFs or best friends for life, so whether you're male or female. No matter how old you are, you could be 9 or 99. And if you're broke, you're going to write down that list. And you're going to write down the names of your five closest friends. You know, Sutika, Banji, you know, whoever your friends are, you can write them down. I'm just making up names. I'm trying to make sure I don't say a name that somebody could recognize and say, hey, you're talking about me. So no, I'm not talking about you. I don't even know you. That's why it's called online radio show. I can't see you. You can't see me. So, well, you can't see me at the moment anyway. But if you go to my Facebook page, you'll absolutely see me. Okay, so back to your list. You made the list, right? And you have this list of these people. Okay, now, what are their financial statuses as you know them? As you know of them? Because you know you don't never really know what a person has. But in other words, are they always borrowing money from you or from other people? Do they have money? Do they have a job? Do they want a job? Do they have a career? Do they have a business? So that's how you can kind of look and gauge the people that you're hanging with. Now, if your list is overwhelmed with people who are also broke, you can't go to them and you can't borrow $20,000 to go start your business. Because as a matter of fact, if you ever shopped at Whole Foods, I don't know if you've ever been to the Whole Foods store. They have them in various states around the various states and cities around the country. So if you've ever gone there to buy food or you know people that shop there, Whole Foods, they have a lot of healthy meals and food and vegetables and things, right? Well, the owner of Whole Foods, he started this company, him and his girlfriend at the time. They later did get married. I hope they're still married, but they started the company together with basically nothing. Well, they went and borrowed money. That's what I'm talking about. So look at them today, how big they are. Now think about, they started with just a little store where they had to sleep in the back of the store or upstairs or something like that. But they borrow money from family members and close friends, not the bank, all right? Because, see, the bank doesn't like to loan money, really, to people they don't know that well. But if a banker knows you, knows your history, well, that's a whole other workshop. That's a whole other radio segment. Today, we're talking about how to network with success and basically the reasons why it's critical that you do. Why is it important for you to network with other successful people Well, for one, you need to get to know them. And so that's one reason. You need to get to know who they are. So you want to network with them. It's the quickest way to get to know people is through networking. That's why a lot of businesses, or business owners rather, will attend networking events because they understand the importance of getting to know other people. If you're in a business, if you have a business, your business will not survive if you cannot network with people. So that's one of the things they know. So you have your list, and who's on your list, pretty much? Who's on your list? And are they broke? If they're broke, that means you're hanging around broke people. Now, even if you had money, but you're hanging around broke people, guess what? You're not going to have that money for very long. Because those broke people will drain you. They will drain you. Now, what you could do, you could flip it and then teach those same broke people how to make money, which is what really smart people do, people of great wisdom. You know, Jesus, he taught the disciples. When he got those disciples, they were a hot mess. Sure, they had their businesses and, you know, they were fishermen and in the medicine business and what have you. But in terms of their personalities and what have you, they were a hot mess. But Jesus' disciple, that's what it means to disciple someone, is to teach and to train them. That's why they kept calling him teacher. They would say, teacher, teacher. So you can teach people how to have money. And therefore, because if those are your close friends and you really don't want to get rid of them, well, unless you want to be broke too, then you can teach them. But the quickest way to get to success is, number one, you got to meet successful people. And the way to do that is to network, which is why we're having the second annual Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. It serves at several levels. It gives the business owner an opportunity to connect and network with new businesses. It gives individuals who want to go into business an opportunity to speak and learn firsthand from people who have already been there, done that. And it gives our community an opportunity to do something worthwhile, something positive, something that is futuristic. Like some people I know, my husband, he loves watching those futuristic movies. Well, when you help empower someone, that's a futuristic move. And so we are moving in the future. That's why so many people can't go with you. When you begin to move into your future, everybody can't go with you. Because a lot of people, they stay. They have a sticking mentality. Yes, one thing to stick to something, but these people want to stick to their past. They want to stick to the way things used to be and the way things were, as opposed to adapting and growing and innovating into the future and unfolding into what's coming up next and being on the cutting edge, understanding that if you want to have a seat at what's coming next, you have to be on the cutting edge. You have to be around people and network with people. So network with success. So you got to get to know people. And the way to get to know them is to be around them, to attend events like this. Because here's the clue and the key that I learned this some years ago, and I've been applying it ever since. And I want to share it with you all. Success leaves clues, all right? Success leaves clues, as in C-L-U-E-S, a clue. Now, you know, I remember my grandson when he was like one. He's seven now, but when he was like one or a little bit younger than that, maybe he's just 8 or 9 months, he would watch a TV show called Blue's Clues, and it came on like with the Noggin channel, so those of you with children or grandchildren can let your children watch it. Brilliant, brilliant show. And they would give these clues and the child would have to find them. Now, of course, he was months old at the time, but his brain was already being stimulated with this challenge of finding the clue. Well, and the clues are given. So that's the beautiful thing about a clue. It's given, and then you just have to find it. So successful people leave clues. Therefore, if you network with successful people, hint, hint, I don't have to share with you probably the rest because you get it. That's why a lot of people negate their own opportunities for success. They get invited to things where successful people are, right? And they say, oh, I can't go to that. I don't have anything to wear. I can't afford it. And after a while, after you say that for year after year after year, time after time after time, now it's 5, 10, 15, 20 years into the situation, and you are still talking about you can't go to something because you can't afford it. That should be a humongous clue for you that you're doing something wrong. You know you need to go to things where, okay, say for instance, there's an event, as a matter of fact, if you're interested, just contact me on Facebook. There's an event coming up in the recent weeks where it's like $100 to go. And a person may say, I can't afford to go to that. Well, you really can't afford not to go because that's your opportunity to network with and get clues from people who have finances and money. All right? Successful people, they flock together. All right? You might say, oh, I don't have $100 or $200. But imagine everyone there will have paid that amount. All right? And so that's who you will be networking with, is other people who pay that amount of money. So definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, think about that. Now, if you have a question or a comment, absolutely, this is a great time. I'll definitely take your question or your comment on this subject. Or if you have any questions about networking, maybe you weren't sure if it was something for you. Maybe you've never been to a networking event. But a true networking opportunity, it can be just even, let's just say you have a 9-to-5 job. You are networking, and you need to be networking on your job, even for a promotion. There are a lot of people on their jobs. You know, we talk about this all the time. They, unfortunately, no one ever told them the art of networking, and they didn't know. They thought it was only for people who have businesses, maybe. They didn't realize that networking is also for people who have a 9-to-5. You have to network on that job. You're building your brand there as well. And networking at work is so important. That's how you get your name out there. That's how people get to know the skills and talents. You know, it's one thing I've noticed on the job with people, and they've been on the job for a long time, and they'll say, well, nobody promoted me, or no, people don't usually promote you. You have to go get yourself promoted. And so it's not funny, but it can be seen a bit hilarious for people who think that someone is going to promote them. No, you have to kind of shamelessly promote yourself, which, by the way, we'll be doing right here on Fridays now for business owners, because it's all about entrepreneurs. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 347-945-7991. This is a place, an opportunity for you to come and to well, you can absolutely network here. And so that's what networking, when you want to network with success, meaning you want to do it with success as well. So you want to show up at any networking opportunity, and how many networking categories are there out there? Well, there are conferences like what's happening on Saturday in Newark, and then there's other conferences. Maybe you don't live in the New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, the Philadelphia, Delaware area, Maryland. We have people coming even from Ohio. So maybe you don't, you know, live close enough, Virginia. People coming from Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. So you don't have to live near an area to go to an event. Again, networking. Of course, you have to plan for these events for the most part. But there are events probably right there in your own community, your own town, or close enough. Again, you're networking with individuals because other individuals who are also attending those events are also successful. And you have to network with success if you want to be a success or get a success. Again, someone said this years ago. I don't know exactly who to phrase it, but they said you will be as successful as your five closest friends. Look at that list. You made the list, right? You wrote it down, right? You numbered it 1 through 5, correct? Okay. Well, look at that list. Look at the names on the list. Look at those people's situations and realize that that's your base. That's your crew. Those are the people that you're learning from or that you're teaching. It's one or the other. Because if you're not teaching them, then you are becoming just like them. So either you're the teacher or you're just one of the students. And what are you learning from that crew? Right. So keep that in mind as you network with success. Keep that in mind as you go throughout your day, as you go throughout the rest of your week, as you move into your weekend, as you look toward your what you have, what you're planning for, where you're headed. Think about that. And then if you have, you know, you want to write down where you see that moving, what's the next thing that you need to do, what do you want to do with that, what is it that, you know, what, when you look at it, what is actually speaking to you about it, where you see yourself, you're like, okay, and maybe you don't have five, maybe you only had two. That's okay, but it's still the two where you spend the majority of your time with. So whether it's one, whether it's two, however many it is, but also look at maybe you have more. Maybe you have more than five. Maybe you have 10. Maybe you have 15. It doesn't really matter, the number. The key is the quality, not the quantity. However, they say that most people have, you know, about five associates. Maybe you don't call them friends. Maybe you call them associates. It doesn't matter. There's a little play on words, friends, associates. It's the people that you hang around with, the people that you do things with, the people that you spend the majority of your activities with, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, all right? And we're talking here today about how to network with success. So you want to do it with success and finesse, making sure that you understand your role that you're playing, the part that you play. Are you the teacher? Are you there to teach your group? Or are you the student? And if you are, what are you picking up? What are you learning? All right? If you are a business owner, this is a no-brainer. You have to network with other successful people. And you need to go to, like we said, there's conferences, there's webinars, there are teleseminars. There are many ways that you can, on the job, if you work, I don't care if you work for the phone company, the gas company, the Xerox, the copy company, whatever, I don't care if you work in a department store, retail, network marketing, real estate office, doctor's office, hospital, community center, it doesn't matter. Wherever you work, you can work at the local grocery store, all right? But networking is important because when you network, you are sharing with people what you do, what skills and abilities you have. And don't take it from one who has done it wrong, me. I have had my mistakes with networking. I made every mistake I've made every networking mistake out there. And then I've also made some networking success stories. And I'm moving forward in those. So if you come on Saturday, you will see. So come, you hear me talking about coming on Saturday. That's because we're 2 days and a wake up away. I'm talking about coming to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo happening this Saturday, 858 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, in the Prudential Center at the brand new Marriott Hotel that was just built, not yet 1 year old. They're building a Joe's Crab Shack downstairs now, and it'll be opening in 3 weeks. Pretty soon, in several weeks, we will be able to say, oh, yeah, the Marriott over the Joe's Crab Shack, because it will become very popular for that level of hotel and that type of hotel to be downtown Newark, New Jersey is history making. I've been living in the New Jersey region for 25 years, and when I moved to New Jersey, that very corner where they're building this place was vacant with a building that was half finished for a good 20 of those years. They just built the Prudential Center, what, maybe 5-6 years ago. It's probably, I'm going to check to see if it's even celebrated 5 years yet. They just built that, the whole Prudential Center. That corner was empty all those years with a half-finished building. When I moved to Newark, New Jersey, back in 1987. So this is history-making stuff. So successful people network with successful people. That's how they stay successful. It's not that hard. People like myself and many, many others, we launch these events to bring the networking opportunity to you. But we cannot make you come. Nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do. And I'm just here to encourage you and to motivate you as to why you want to do these things, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Even if you're not, if you are a leader of any sort, okay, let's just say you're on your job and you're a supervisor, manager, executive director, director, section chief, you are the deputy director, you are the police chief, or any of these CEO, CFO, any other leadership role, you're the Girl Scout, the Brownie leader for that matter, you're the worship leader at church, you're the choir director, you're the head of the usher board, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Now, any leader, you also are in the same position where you also need to network with other successful leaders. And even, hold on now, there's some value to even networking with leaders who are not successful and entrepreneurs who are not successful, who have failed. There's value to networking with those who have failed. Because at least you can learn up close, firsthand, very personal, of what not to do. I remember thinking that for a long time on my different jobs where I had different managers, and sometimes they were horrible. I'm just keeping it real. And I remember thinking, at first, all I could do was complain about how horrible they were. And I saw other people also complaining. But then I realized, wait a minute. If I ever become manager, I'm not going to be like that. I kept saying that over and over and over. When I become manager, I'm not going to do that. So then I began to build a list of things that I wasn't going to do, behaviors I did not want to display. And then guess what happened? The opportunity came. And guess what? There I was, supervisor of a team of people, and I had a whole list of stuff of what not to do, and so I just pretty much turned it around and did the opposite. So I'm telling you, there is even value in networking and meeting and hearing from business owners who have failed. That's why we listen to people's testimonies and people's stories and their life journeys. That's why we watch movies and go to plays, because we pick up and we watch how people tried things and they failed at them. And they tried again. And so you don't give up, though. You keep going. So that's our topic for today. Network with success. When you have the opportunity, you must do this. If you're a business owner, if you're an employee, if you're a leader, you need to have those examples around you. You need to know what people do to become successful so that you can go and do them. Hello? Oh, okay. I guess I should have said that way back when. Yes. I did say that success leaves clues. Well, that's why you want the clue, so that you can go and do it, so you will know what to do. Whether it's partnering, if let's just say you're a business owner, and you realize that by networking with businesses that that business got successful because they partnered with someone else. Or like the businesses that got started, like the Whole Foods story, where they were able to borrow $20,000 here, $20,000 here, $10,000 here. They were able to borrow all these thousands of dollars from their friends and partners and family members. So maybe you need to network. Do you have five people that you can go and borrow $5,000 from each? If you did, you'd have $25,000 right there. And you can start almost any kind of business with $25,000. As a matter of fact, if you would go and get $25,000 of your own money, you could then go to a bank and get a matching, probably, because now they see you have collateral. And not only that, they see that you've worked hard to raise your own funds, and they feel that your business will be more of a success because they feel that if you could do that, then you can do this. And that's how, that's the mindset of a business person for the most part. If you could do that, you can do this, especially bankers and angel investors and angels, these what they call angels, financial angels out there who invest money in your business. So I'm excited. You should be excited. That's all we have time for today, because we have to skedaddle down to a huge training session. And so guess what I'm going to be doing while I'm there? I am not just going to a training. Okay, they want me all day at a training, correct? Okay, my time is valuable, all right? My time is worth money. So I'm not going to just go there and sit and twiddle my thumbs and go, oh, this is a boring training or this is a long training. No, 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 no. I'm going to be there networking. Hello? This particular training that I'm going to has other successful people there, and I need to go and meet them. I need to go and chit-chat with them and find out, and I'll be able to discover in very short time, in like 2 minutes, if they're successful or not. I got a few questions that I'll ask them, and that will show me how successful they are. And if I see that they are, I'll get their contact information, and that's a person that I'll begin to build a relationship with. But it won't take very long. You don't have to be in a long, drawn-out conversation. I learned that from coaching. There's a few questions you're going to ask people, all right? Things like, okay, I'll give you one example. Where do you like to go on vacation? If you roll up to a person, I guarantee this will work. If you roll up on a person and you simply say to them, where do you like to go on vacation, when you vacation? First of all, you don't need to ask them their name. You don't need to ask them where they work. You don't need to ask them how many children they have. Just ask them where they like to go when they vacation. Trust me, you'll get a whole earful of information from them. And because they'll begin to talk. And that's it's a great icebreaker, okay? It'll get you right into the conversation. It's not a threatening question. You're not asking someone how much they make. As a matter of fact, based on where they tell you that they're vacationing, you'll get a good idea of how financially stable they are. Like if they tell you, oh, I don't go on vacations. Okay, well, why not? That's the next question. Why not? Well, then if they say, well, you know, I don't know. Then you say, here's your next question. Well, where would you like to go? If you could go, where would you like to go? Or if things were different, where would you go? But if you just kind of stick on that, questions like that. What's your favorite Broadway play to go see? Oh, I don't go to Broadway plays. Okay, if you could go, which one? Why? Things of that type, things of that nature. All right, so that's all we have time. I know I said that 3 times. I sound like one of those preachers that keeps telling you they're almost done. Because you know, regular speakers, we can't get away with that. You tell that audience you're almost done, you better be almost done. They don't want to hear it, okay? But in the church, preachers can get away with that. I mean, I know some preachers, they preach for a whole another 30 minutes, but every 5 minutes they're telling you they're almost done. So that's pretty funny. But other speaking situations, no, don't do that, okay? Please don't. All right, so you got to come to my speaker training. I understand, yeah, so you need to come there. As a matter of fact, you come to my speaker training, and there's a couple of key things I will definitely help you with. One is the ums and ahs. That is horrible, so I will help you with that. So if you do that, even though so is similar, and I can help you with that as well. But definitely, if you don't get rid of anything else in your public speaking, please get rid of the ums, the ahs, and the ands. You've got to get rid of those. The second thing that I will absolutely help you with, I will absolutely help you with getting started with your speaking business. What do you do first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and so on and so forth? I will also help you in not only getting started with the business, but actually growing with the business, having fun with your public speaking business, like I'm doing right now. Being on the radio is a form of public speaking. The only difference, or the big difference, is that you can't see me, so, and I can't see you, but I believe you're there. Now, come on to, so is actually becoming sort of like a little phrase, if you haven't noticed, if you watch television. Even the media people, some of the people in the news, typically what you see newscasters do, it's like a trend being set. They're like in the music industry where people set trends in terms of clothes. Well, in the media industry, a lot of phrases are trended or set in the media. So you'll watch for those. Now it is time to really move on. And I know I said I wasn't going to do that, but now it's absolutely time. But before I do that, but before I go, I must say this. I have to say this. If I don't say anything else, if you don't remember anything else about the broadcast today, please, please, please remember and know that I want to thank you for tuning in. Now I'm going to do my little airline spiel. I know there's a lot of other radio shows you could listen to at 7 a.m., TV shows. You could be meditating. There are many other things you could be doing with your time. So I appreciate that you've tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs, 7 a.m. Please feel free to leave a comment on our Blog Talk Radio page, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, S-H-O-W. Also, please know that you can inbox us on Facebook, and we do have an event page on Facebook for the broadcast, All About Entrepreneurs. You can join the event page or send me an inbox and I'll invite you, whichever needs to happen. And also, we do have a group page as well. So please, join our group page, join our page, and the website is coming soon. I have to get a website up for the radio show. The radio show is growing and expanding. In September, we'll expand, and you'll see we'll be expanding to an hour-long show, because we have guests that we have to bring on, and 30 minutes is not going to be enough time, because we want to be able to bring on a couple of guests per broadcast and take your questions and comments. I love doing open air where we can take people's questions and comments. So I definitely didn't want to get out of here without personally thanking you for tuning in to the show, All About Entrepreneurs. This has been Coach Lalisa.